Welcome back to Soap's podcast. My name is Sophia Cantu, and on today's episode, we will be talking about the book Obsessed, written by Allison Britz. So stay tuned. Obsessed was written in 2017. It is a young adult novel that delves into the realities of living with obsessive compulsive disorder, also known as OCD. The story follows a high school student named Kara, who struggles with intrusive thoughts and compulsive behaviors due to her disorder. Throughout the book, we witness themes of friendship, overcoming obstacles, romance, and self-acceptance. This book highlights the complexities of OCD and the importance of seeking help and support. This book is, in fact, a personal memoir by Allison Britz, who intimately explores her own journey with OCD. Diagnosed at the age of 15, Allison offers profound insight on her experience with this intricate disorder. Her firsthand perspective renders her qualification to write about OCD. Her narrative has really opened my eyes to the complexities of navigating life with this disorder. I believe Britz wrote this memoir to help raise awareness about this disorder and to provide support for those who can relate with her. By sharing her personal story, she could help break down stereotypes and stigma surrounding mental health issues, while also educating the readers. In addition, reading about someone else's story can provide a sense of validation and support. This book can also offer encouragement to those facing similar obstacles. I believe that Britz did an excellent job at conveying this information and support. Based on feedback, this book is said to have provided very valuable insight about OCD. In terms of Britz's writing style, some readers, including myself, may find Obsessed challenging to read. The book delves deeply into the complexities of OCD, offering intricate details about her personal experience. As the book progresses, I found some sections repetitive and difficult to get through. Nevertheless, this aspect of the book proves the tough experience with OCD. The repetitiveness in the narrative highlights the persistent struggles and challenges faced by individuals battling this disorder daily. One of the book's notable strengths is its compelling portrayal of the dynamics among the protagonist's friends and family, enriching the narrative and making it engaging to readers. However, a significant weakness arises from its tendency toward repetitiveness. As the story progresses, this repetition can become increasingly tiresome and distract from the overall reading experience, ultimately reducing the book's enjoyment for some readers. Overall, I found this book to be a compelling read. At times, it was emotional, and I empathized with the protagonist's struggles. The narrative's portrayal of her challenges evoked feelings of frustration and sympathy, highlighting the profound impact of OCD on her life. Despite the emotional intensity, I ultimately viewed it as a powerful and enlightening book. It highlighted the intricate realities of living with OCD, leaving a lasting impression and deepening my understanding of the condition. Before reading the book, my understanding of OCD was limited to mere stereotypes. Through this perspective, it really taught me a lot about how this disorder can take complete control over someone. After reading Obsessed, I researched a case study from the National Library of Medicine, which detailed the resurgence of OCD symptoms in a 27-year-old woman following childbirth. This study provided interesting insight into the interplay between life events and the manifestation of OCD. This study expanded my knowledge and delved deeper into the impact of OCD on individuals' lives. This has been a very intriguing episode today covering Obsessed, written by Allison Britz. In conclusion, I highly recommend diving into this novel. It offers a profound exploration of obsessive-compulsive disorder that will undoubtedly reshape your perspective. Through its pages, you'll gain invaluable insight into the complexities of OCD, expanding your understanding and empathy towards those affected by this condition. I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.